Osaka's number one, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa pledges to crack down on unauthorized mining activities in the province. SAHCOURT has advised government and ECL family to respect the outcome of the South African High Court. In international news, Uganda nears 2 million refugees amid regional crisis. In sports news, Power Dynamos Football Club dates East African side APR in friendly match.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, unreliable news every day. My name is Suilanji Molenga. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SAHCOURT, Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, has advised both government and the family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu to respect the outcome of the South African High Court. Mr. Muyunda emphasized that failure by both parties to resolve the matter outside court calls for respect of the court's outcome, whether it favors the Lungu family or government. In an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Muyunda said, looking at the way court proceedings are moving, it seems there are a lot of issues that require both parties to learn from, adding that the matter raised in the initial negotiations are now taking center stage. Yesterday, the South African High Court in Pretoria cautiously set Friday, August 8, 2025, to tentatively pass judgment in the controversial burial of late President Edgar Lungu. The court said the case is a difficult matter to deal with and it understands its urgency, therefore assuring the judgment may be delivered not later than Friday, August 8, 2025. In this case, the Zambian government is seeking the repatriation of former President Lungu's body for burial in Zambia.
To need to encourage both the family and the government that whatever outcome that the court will give should be respected and agreed upon. The fact is that the parties could not go to a mediation or settle outside court. It means the court outcome should be respected, whether it goes in favor of the government or in favor of the family. However, the way the proceedings are going so far, it seems like there is a lot that we should learn from what is being discussed. We've seen submissions from both the lawyer for the government and the lawyer for the family, and in most of the issues they are agreeing that yes, there was this, yes, there was that. So I think the initial negotiations which happened are taking center stage in the court process, but the judgment is then known based on what the court will feel, and that should be respected.
In another development, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa has declared that the province will have zero tolerance for illegal mining, signaling a significant crackdown on unauthorized mining activities in the province. On the People's Voice program this morning, Mr. Nkulukusa emphasized that illegal mining offers no benefit to the country, citing increased sales for the extracted minerals to foreign entities. He pointed out that such activities not only pose significant risks to the lives of the miners, but also deprive the nation of potential revenue. He noted that minerals that are found in the country are for the people. However, the minister emphasized that safety for miners has to be prioritized, hence the need to practice structured legal mining.
Illegal mining doesn't benefit anybody. Many of the illegal miners think they benefit. They don't benefit. Most of the time, they risk their lives. It's just a matter of time. Some of them might not be there next month, other month. I'm sure we hear in every event where there is illegal mining, 20 people have died, 5 people have died. It's a risk. That's number one, to their lives. Number two, most of that illegal mining doesn't benefit the country, because in most cases, the few people that benefit, very few, will get a little bit of resources, but that little bit of resources is negligible. So in all aspects, when you look at it, it is not good for the economy, illegal mining. What is good for the economy is structured mining. And structured mining means it is legalized.
In a separate development, Economic and finance expert Andrew Chibuye says Zambia's economy showed positive signs of recovery in the first half of this year compared to the same period of last year. Mr. Chibuye has therefore attributed the positive developments to growth driven by improvements in mining and agriculture, reduced inflation and increased investor confidence, among other economic factors. He notes the devastating impact of the 2024 drought on mining and agriculture sector, the areas he said underperformed between 2023 and 2024 as a result of drought-induced energy crisis and water scarcity. He adds that the two sectors are now contributing positively to the economy following improved rainfall and global copper demand.
2023, especially part of 2024, we're actually subtracting from the overall growth or the overall outlook. The underperformance was to an extent that instead of just contributing a bit, they were actually taking away. Zambia still grew 4% in 2024, and that was on the account of what happened in the other sectors. You have these sectors that we're subtracting, which are now adding. Energy still has a problem. It's still in deficit or negative. But because agriculture, mining, which we're subtracting, have now come into positive territory. In fact, if you look at the statistics, agriculture is the biggest contributor to that 4.5% recovery, obviously coming off.
In another development, a 69-year-old man has been brutally murdered in what the police have described as a domestic violence case involving his wife and brother-in-law in Kansonfu farming area of Chingola. Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Pethia Siandenge confirmed the incident in a statement and identified the deceased as Edward Kateule. According to Siandenge, the incident occurred between the evening of August 3, 2025 and the morning of August 4, 2025. Mr. Siandenge disclosed that the altercation reportedly began after a heated argument between Kateule and his wife Abigail Namuelu, 44, both of whom were believed to be intoxicated at the time. The dispute is said to have escalated later that evening when Namuelu's brother, Mutale Alex, joined in and allegedly assisted his sister in physically assaulting Kateule. Police officers who visited the scene found the victim's body bearing multiple injuries, including a swollen head, bleeding nose, deep cuts and burns. A blood-stained metal bar suspected to have been used in the assault was also recovered near the body. Mr. Siandenge confirmed that Abigail Namuelu has since been arrested and is in police custody, while her brother, Mutale Alex, is currently on the run. In other news, a tragic accident has occurred in Macha, Southern Province, where two men lost their lives in a suspected case of murder and suicide. The victims have been identified as Costa Montanga, 42, and of Sichite Village, and Ledmono, 46, of Hamushinga Village. According to reports, the incident happened on Sunday, August 3rd, during a beer drinking session. It is alleged that Mono, who was heavily intoxicated, picked a fight with Montanga and struck him on the forehead with a wooden stool. Montanga was later found dead in the yard with visible injuries to the forehead and right eyebrow. While police were still investigating the scene, they received news that Mono had also been found dead at his house. Preliminary investigation suggests that Mono hung himself with a wire, which later snapped, causing his body to fall. In international news, Uganda is on the verge of hosting 2 million refugees on escalating crises in Sudan, South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, drive hundreds of people to cross the border daily in search of safety.